What would you call whiskey that people make illegally?
Moonshine.
Any other name for that?
Let's see, moonshine. What did they call it? Oh. Yeah, there's another name. They call it white lightning.
What's the difference?
I don't see no difference in it. It's clear. I've seen it all right enough. But it, some of it, I can't smell of it. It'll make you sick to smell it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it if it's real bad quality?
Call it slop.
Uh-huh. And what would you call beer that you make at home?
I don't know. They call it beer, but I don't think it is. It don't look nothing like beer.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of potatoes would people raise?
Say, what kind do they raise?
Uh-huh.
They raise iced potatoes and sweet potatoes. They got a pumpkin yam, got a kiwi. They got the iced potato, the red skin, and the white ones.
What's a pumpkin yam look like?
Pumpkin yam is yellow, the meat's yellow. Key West meat's yellow.
Uh-huh. How can you tell the difference?
Well, the pumpkin yam has got a little white streak down through the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And the pumpkin, and the Key West is solid yellow, and the taste is different too. The Key West is the sweetest potato. And they got the old white ones out of them. They ain't no good.
Mm-hmm. And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains, you call that a...
Oh, it's a maypop, ain't it?
Or, no, a little something that looks like a little umbrella after it rains.
And it comes up and has a little ball, a little apple, a little green apple. That's what comes up now that you may be talking about a frog stew.
Uh-huh.
They're white. They grew up, flop down. That's a frog stew. But you got, there's a green one that grows up. Got little leaves flop down. It's got a little old apple on it, about big as a plum. They call them the apple.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for frog stools?
Huh?
Is there another name for the frog stools?
I see them, I never call them a frog stool, I see, call them mushroom.
Uh-huh.
They look like a mushroom.
Uh-huh.
Off this car at the gate, come on walking in, some nigga knocked on the door and I had my gun laying on that table. And When I went out of the kitchen, reached out to get it, I picked it up, put it aside, and my son peeping at me, he saw my gun, I stuck it down the side of it, opened the door with the other hand, he run back out. He said he didn't want to come in. And I come to find out, I asked him right quick what was his name, he told me, and told me where he lived. He lived way down on Sabine River in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing up here? That he wasn't here for no good, but he saw I was coming prepared for him. All I had to do is just, I had it raised up that way. If he'd have made a move, I'd just pull the trigger. I had it right in his stomach.
That scared me to death.
I ain't gonna take no chance. I've been robbed once about a year ago.
Mm.
We got $400 off of it.
Mm. Well, you live far enough off the road to where it would seem like.
Well, I was sitting here listening to television. And I'd just been to the road and picked up my paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat here and read it about, nearly an hour.